You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of NSE Presents InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control. I'm your host, Rishi K, and this podcast is all about getting your money to make better investments for you in the new financial year. All investments are subject to market risks. Please read the offer document carefully before investing. This one line always gets my goat. It's so infuriating, you know. All these ads for financial products show us this great dream. Invest money, you'll get rich. Invest more money, you'll get richer. Then I see myself in the ad, having a nice big house, a big car, taking vacations abroad. And then this line comes in. Please invest at your own risk. Are, why do you let me dream so big if you have to bring me down to earth with a thud? And is a big house and a big car really worth the risk of losing my money compared to my small house and small car that I have right now? How do I know that the reward of bigger and beautiful things is worth the risk that I take now? Are there financial risks that will not cripple me but can let me enjoy the finer things in life? You know who I turn to when I have so many questions. My producers at Money Control, of course. For today's podcast, we have a guest who can help us understand the risk-reward concept. National Stock Exchange, NSE, with the help of InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control, is committed to break the limitations of geographical boundaries and reach investors across the country. Today's podcast deals with risk appetite and what are the financial products and investments one should make based on one's risk appetite. Let's welcome our guest for the day. You've met him on our show before, financial wizard, certified financial planner, author, and a giver of great advice. Let's say hello to Lovai Navlaki. For those of you who didn't tune in last time, here's a little bit about Lovai. He's India's first certified financial planner. You can say he literally set the wheels of this vertical into motion. With almost 35 years of experience in finance, Lovai is a great person to talk about anything related to money and how to handle it. Based out of Bengaluru, Lovai is the founder and CEO of International Money Matters Private Limited. It's so great to have you on air, Lovai. Welcome to InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control. Again, let's have some fun with risk and reward.
Looking forward to it, Rishi.
So here's my first question to you. If you had to rank investment products in the descending order of risk, how would that list look like?
Oh, the first product is very easy to put down. It's gambling. You know, anything which is highly speculative would be the most risky sort of product. Then you would start, you know, getting down to futures and options, leverage trade, which is basically borrowing money to invest, because then if I lose that investment, then I lost money, not only on the investment, but I have to repay that loan back. Then it's equity day trading, where I'm trying to make money every day by getting in and getting out of stocks. Then it's stocks itself, then it's probably mutual funds and equity. And then you start getting down to the bond products. And in the bond products, the longer duration products are more risky than the shorter duration. The lower rated products are more risky than the higher rated. So if you get into a AAA rated bond and it's a shorter term bond, your chances of default are much lower than if you were in a AAA rated product with a longer duration maturity. Then you come to bank fixed deposits above 1 lakh of rupees, because the bank is only sort of insuring you for 1 lakh. Then you probably come to liquid funds or mutual funds, then bank fixed deposits of up to 1 lakh. And maybe the safest sort of investment would be Government of India guaranteed products.
Great. Is there a simple formula to calculate risk reward?
Oh, I wish it was there. I mean, mathematically, you can calculate risk reward by taking the net profit you make and divide it by the maximum amount of risk. And of course, there is no real easy way to calculate the maximum risk that you're taking on the product. The way I would look at risk would be, A, what's the probability of losing money? And B, if you lost money, how much could you lose? So could you lose everything? Is it, you know, only going to be 5%, 10%, 50% of the money? And the obviously the probability. Based on that, you would calculate what's the risk. And typically, you know, logically, everyone should be looking at returns or rewards as compared to risk. But, you know, obviously, there's no simple formula to calculate risk reward. So everyone just looks at rewards by themselves.
What's the relationship between risk and age, Lovai? And what are the levels of risk that investors of different ages should take?
So there are two ends. You know, you hear this a lot in insurance. So at one end, there is the risk of dying young. And at the other end of the spectrum is the risk of living too long. And everything else sort of falls in between. Typically, I would imagine that the amount of risk that somebody needs to take is dependent on what's the goals that they have, how much money they are putting in, how much time they have, and also importantly, calculating for themselves what is their capacity to risk or their risk tolerance. So scientifically designed risk profile questionnaires might help you do that. The other thing, you know, you're talking about the risk at different ages. You do know that younger people are a little more sort of, what should I say, hot-blooded, want to react very quickly, very, you know, get enthusiastic very, very easily. And they have to be careful about that. The older people then have to be careful on the other side that they don't become so very conservative that they miss getting returns which help them to beat inflation over their longer sort of lifestyle.
You're listening to National Stock Exchange. NSE presents InvestoCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control. It's committed to break the limitations of geographical boundaries and reach investors across the country. We're talking to Lovai Navlaki, the CEO of International Money Matters Private Limited, and he's explaining the relationship between risk and reward to us. So, Lovai, we have different investment goals at all stages of our lives. That much is clear. How do we go about hitting those goals without losing our money? For example, if I have certain short-term goals, say around 1 or 2 years, how much risk should I take versus the kind of risk I can take with long-term goals?
So this is great that, you know, when I started my business, short-term meant 1 to 2 months. You're now saying short-term is 1 to 2 years. That's a very, very good, positive movement that India has taken. But typically, what you need to do is have the ability to break down your investments into different buckets. Put in the bucket which requires liquidity, saying this is my money that I need at any point in time. So there my clear objective is liquidity. And there I'm not really looking at great returns, but the ability to draw out money whenever I need it. Then I have another bucket which is just helping me to beat inflation. So there I'm investing in products which will give me a good rate of return over inflation, but after taxation. And then there's a third bucket which I'm looking at, where I'm looking at creating wealth for myself or making sure that there will be periods of time where my rate of return on those fixed income investments could be below my rate of inflation. And at that stage, I want to sort of dip into the bucket where I've created wealth and use that money. So you need to sort of break down this. So if you're looking at investing for a long-term goal, which is far, far away, and you invest in equities and you put it on a graph, it will look pretty smooth. It will probably be sloping upwards, but it won't be very sort of jagged. But as soon as I take a magnifying glass and look at the shorter term sort of investment horizons, there I'll see a lot of movement in that equity up and down. So if just because the markets are up for, you know, 3 days in a row, 5 days in a row, doesn't mean for if I have money for one day, shall I put it in the market because I've got past track record that this is the type of return. So I think it's very important to break down the goals from the time horizon point of view and therefore match your investment product accordingly.
See, most of us associate low return products with low risk. The flip side is that the reward doesn't even cover the rate of inflation, Novai. Can you explain how the risk-reward concept works in this particular case?
Yeah, I think the danger or the mistake people make is that they try to look at the product which is actually meant for the longer period of time over shorter duration. So typically, let's take a situation where we've had this in the past, where suddenly, you know, global oil prices spike up. And India really as an economy is very much dependent on oil. And as a result, you find, oh, oil is continuously going up. There is a negative for India in terms of a whole bunch of things, whether interest rates, currency, all of that. And because of that, now there is a negative sort of mood and the equity markets also fall. So then people look at from a short period and say, okay, equity markets are negative. Equity is supposed to consistently beat inflation over long periods of time. But oil, and that's causing the inflation rate to be really, really high. So I think the comparison of a long-term product with short-term inflation causes this mess. If you were to stretch this duration to 5, 7, 10 years and beyond, you will always find that the equity asset class will typically be comfortably well over the rate of inflation. And there is, you know, the concept of risk premium. So you will get that return as well in equities over long periods of time. So if you match the right duration, I think the risk reward will work well.
So what's a smart way to reduce risk in our portfolios while still getting those good returns?
Yeah, I think that first and foremost, you should avoid the temptation of getting rich quick. But that doesn't mean that you sort of put away the chance of getting rich slowly. And I think equity really is an asset class which helps you to get rich slowly. The important thing to do is to go back to asset allocation. We spoke about buckets earlier. So it's actually having different buckets for different purposes and making sure that you don't overfill a bucket. That means you're not, you don't get tempted in trying to make excessive return. And also at the same time, you don't sort of ignore a bucket just because, oh, the recent sort of trends are negative, so I'll not fill the bucket at all. So as long as you're able to do that, I think you will get the return that you require for your portfolio. So I don't know what good may mean. It may mean different things to different people.
Sure it does. Now, how long should we tolerate risk? I mean, we all know that our markets are prone to sudden ups and downs. So how do we know that this particular sudden drop isn't just a temporary one? In other words, let me ask you, when should we hit the panic button? Is there a right time to hit that panic button?
Yeah, when you can't sleep well at night, I think that's a straightforward one. And that means that, you know, you're even worrying about the markets when the markets are closed because you really don't know what will happen in the morning. And you've sort of played your turn at night before, so the previous night, and now you don't know what's going to happen. So I think that it's very, very important for you to focus when you're looking at, when you say markets, I'm assuming equity markets. And you're looking, you know, you spoke about sudden drop. So equity markets is all about valuations. It's got, it actually dependent on nothing other than how much is the profits of that companies that are listed going to grow over a period of time. Everything else is noise, and combined with the noise, then there is fear and greed. So it's not just, you know, knowing whether the sudden drop is temporary or not. Sometimes the sudden drop is a long drawn, you know, fall. And that really tests everybody a lot more than sudden drops, because sudden drops are something, oh, it's already done, now I can't do anything about it. But if it's like a slow drip, it sort of worries people a lot more. So it's, at that time, you go back to valuations. And then you can determine for yourself, oh, it's a good time to make an investment now. Or if you find the valuations are far too high, don't get greedy. Actually cut out the profits that you have made.
This has been a very, very enlightening podcast, a very insightful session. And the perspective that Lovai has gotten to the table has cleared up a lot of doubts that we might have had. I think we've all got an excellent understanding of the risk-reward concept. It's going to be a great help to us while making our financial investments. It's now time for our Wisdom in the Bank segment on the show that does a quick recap of all the points that our guest has spoken about. The key pointers: risky products in descending order of risk, gambling, futures, equity day trading, stocks, mutual funds, bond products, AAA products with shorter and AAA products with longer time period, bank FDs up to 1 lakh. The risk-reward calculation is normally net profit divided by maximum risk. But how do you calculate risk? If you lose, how much would you continue to lose is the question you need to ask yourself. Maximum risk factors are young people dying young and old people living too long. Take into account your goals, the money you have, time, capacity for risk. Young people should avoid being too hot-blooded. Older people should avoid being too cautious. break down investments into buckets: a liquidity bucket, an inflation bucket, a floating creating wealth bucket. Dangerous decisions people make. Please don't look at long-term products in the short term. Equity will beat inflation if you stretch your time period from 5 to 7 to 10 years. Avoid the temptation of getting rich quick. Get rich slowly with equities. Don't overfill your buckets or ignore your buckets. When you can't sleep at night, you're hitting the panic button. You are up when the markets are closed. Lovai, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you really once again for coming onto the show. It's been an excellent podcast. We've really derived so much value from this chat with you. Lots of learnings there.
Thank you so much.
That's a wrap on our show, NSE Presents InvestorCast. I'm your host, Rishi K. for NSE Presents InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control. To know more about our podcast, log on to moneycontrol.com and visit the podcast section. In case you'd like us to address any of your investment queries on our show, do write into us at nseinvestorcast@nw18.com. That's nseinvestorcast@nw18.com. You can also reach out to us on Twitter at moneycontrol.com or Facebook at moneycontrol.com. Do remember to use the hashtag nseinvestorcast. Thank you for listening. Disclaimer: the material on this show is for informational purposes only. Please consult a financial advisor before taking any financial decision.